Our topic is crowdfunding, and we're going to try and offer some perspective on what that term means exactly, and hopefully offer some ideas on what the future may hold for this trend, if it is a trend. And Bjorn, let me start with you and ask if you can tell us about Fundrise and its history and how that fits within this concept of crowdfunding.
Sure. And I think it's helpful to think about the term of crowdfunding as well. At this point in time, it's almost become a meaningless term in that it means a million different things to a million different people. A lot of people, when they hear crowdfunding, think Kickstarter and a donation model. A lot of people talk about equity crowdfunding, but that's a bit of a misnomer because there's a lot of debt out there as well. So I like to think of crowdfunding, at least the way we're going to talk about it more, as online investment syndication. The way Fundrise started was actually, Marty basically described it already. Fundrise was the Regulation A offerings that he was describing before. The principals of Fundrise were real estate developers who had spun off from their father, who was a large developer in the D.C. area, in order to start doing what they thought was more interesting projects. And they found it interesting that they could easily raise $100, $200 million in order to do a major development on the waterfront. But if they want to raise $5 million to, you know, do something interesting down on H Street, which is kind of like a hipster area in D.C., that it was...
Bjorn knows all the hipster areas in D.C. Trust me on that.
Yes, I do. now. I don't get to wear ties very often anymore. That's why I'm keeping my eye on it. But no, so... You know, they went around to a lot of different law firms in D.C. and said, you know, what we want to do is we want to be able to raise capital from the neighborhood to be able to invest in this building and build it up and have people really invested in success.